This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed a program marking the 200th anniversary celebrations of Sri Swami Narayan Mandir in Vadthal, Gujarat, through video conferencing this morning. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister expressed his happiness that the government has issued a 200 rupees silver coin and a commemorative stamp to mark the occasion. The Prime Minister said, "People have kept alive the spiritual consciousness of the Vadthal Dham, established 200 years ago by Lord Swami Narayan." He added that this occasion is a proof of the eternal flow of Indian culture for the people.
ये द्विशताब्दी समारोह ये केवल एक आयोजन या इतिहास की तारीख नहीं है. मैं मानता हूँ हमारे लिए ये अवसर भारतीय संस्कृति के शाश्वत प्रवाह का प्रमाण है. 200 साल पहले जिस वड़ताल धाम की स्थापना भगवान श्री स्वामीनारायण ने की थी, हमने आज भी उसकी आध्यात्मिक चेतना को जागृत रखा है.
Justice Sanjeev Khanna today took oath as the 51st Chief Justice of India. President Draupadi Murmu administered the oath of office to Justice Khanna at a ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Justice Sanjeev Khanna succeeds Justice D.Y. Chandrachud, who demitted office yesterday. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, several union ministers and judges of the Supreme Court attended the ceremony, among others. In Jharkhand, campaigning for the first phase of assembly elections will end this evening. Polling in this phase will be held in 43 constituencies on Wednesday. Our correspondent reports that star campaigners of both the NDA and the INDIA bloc are making last-ditch efforts to woo the voters in favour of their party candidates. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is scheduled to address BJP party workers of Jharkhand at 12:30 p.m. in Mera Booth Sabse Mazboot program through video conferencing. Senior BJP leaders Amit Shah and Yogi Adityanath will hold rallies in support of the BJP and alliance candidates at various places today. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge will hold two election rallies. State Chief Minister and senior JMM leader Hemant Soren will address election meetings at four places. Film star Mithun Chakravarti is also scheduled to address rally in favour of BJP candidate Babulal Soren in Ghatshila Assembly constituency. Leader of RJD, AJSU and left parties will also hold election meetings in different parts of the state. In Jammu and Kashmir, the security forces continued their search operation in the dense forests of Keshwan and adjoining areas of Kishtwar district today, a day after an army officer died in a gunfight with a terrorist holed up in the area. The security personnel have been scouring the forest for over 4 days, looking for the terrorists who abducted and killed two village defense guards last Thursday. Yesterday, a junior commissioned officer of the army was killed and three soldiers were injured during the encounter. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin held a telephonic conversation recently. Mr. Trump urged the Russian president to avoid any escalation in the ongoing conflict in Ukraine. Mr. Trump expressed an interest in fostering further discussions with Moscow to de-escalate tensions and resolve the 2.5-year-long conflict. U.S. media outlets reported that Mr. Trump highlighted the significance of the substantial U.S. military presence in Europe, suggesting that he intends to bring American influence to bear on the resolution of the Ukraine conflict. The 29th annual UN Climate Change Conference COP29 will kick off at Baku in Azerbaijan today. Dubbed as Finance COP, the two-week-long event will focus heavily on securing a new climate finance target for countries most vulnerable to climate impacts. The air quality in Delhi NCR continues to be in the very poor category. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, an air quality index of 346 was reported in the national capital at 7 this morning. The Met Department has forecast that Delhi NCR is likely to experience smog and shallow fog in the night and morning hours during the next 2 to 3 days. And with that, we end this news bulletin.